Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Here we
Cooking
go.
With Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunstore's Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunstore's Simply Better collection.
Can I say, Nevin?
Yes.
Go on. Happy Independence Day.
Oh, thank you too, yeah, my friend.
I don't know what's ahead of us today coming out of America, but let's just say Happy Independence Day. To those we know and those we love in America, Happy Independence Day to
that's
them.
That's lovely. And you too, and all your listeners. Too.
So have you got something appropriate, Red?
Well, we've got lovely salads. It's the time of year that people are looking for inspiration. I have an apple and fennel salad.
Okay.
We have a house salad with a lovely dressing that my wife makes. And then some pickled red onions,
red onions
is a great little, I wouldn't say a store cupboard ingredient, but it's a great little thing to have in your larder repertoires. That sounds very posh.
Sorry, what did you say there?
Sorry, I don't know what
was
I said.
Was that French? What language is that?
Cavan.
You
smart Alex.
Your own dialect, have you?
So, this is a beautiful salad. It's packed with goodness.
It's apple fennel. And fennel.
Yeah, the apple and fennel. Great combination. Fennel bulb, or you can use small baby fennel. There's a great guy outside County Dublin. I own a farm. I went to visit him last year. We use his products in the restaurant.
I thought for a minute you were going to say you own a farm.
No, I don't. I wish I did.
It's called Iona.
No,
farm.
Iona. I-O-N-A. And he's fabulous.
I know, it's fine.
He grows beautiful baby vegetables. Fennel. Let me think, what else? Baby carrots, beetroots. He's fab. He's a great guy. A really good guy. Okay. So baby fennel, it's like aniseed. So we have that nice and thinly sliced.
You like that flavour, don't you?
Well, I do. Are you?
You do, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Okay.
But I know you're quite partial to it because it adds an extra special little taste bud.
Yeah, it does. And I think it's quite a versatile. And sometimes I'm in shopping and people say, you know, the pike come to me with a salaric or a bulb of fennel. I say, what do you do with that? What is it? Mm. I love that. I love when people ask me.
Yeah,
so I do, because you love to shop.
For God's sake.
Marty, so you slice the fennel really, really thinly. The walnuts, we're going to toast them. So remember we spoke about the hazelnuts a few weeks ago, the hazelnut and whipped goat's cheese. When you toast the nuts, you get a lovely kind of really different flavour, different texture. They're crunchy, they're aromatic, and they're definitely worth doing. How do you toast them? Pardon me. In the oven and set a timer, because nuts are expensive, so if you burn them, they're in the bin.
Yeah.
So in the oven, about 180 for about maybe 5-10 minutes, depending on the quantity, and just set your timer for about 5 minutes.
And what sort of quantity are we talking about here?
Well, we've about 100 grams, about maybe 4 or 5 walnuts each. Yeah, I think you'd want that for a nice salad.
Okay.
So your fennel is sliced, Granny Smith apples, or you can use a nice Irish apple, slice that really, really nice and thinly. I would do this into a big platter. So you slice your fennel, slice your apple, and then we're going to put celery stalks into this. So now this crunch, like as celery is traditionally used in a Waldorf salad with a bit of apple, so it is too, and usually some raisins or sultanas, I think so. But so you slice your fennel, apple sliced, or cut into wedges actually, maybe a bit of texture.
Would this not be called because of the walnuts? Would this not be a walnut salad? Because you're calling it apple. No, I'm just curious. Apple and fennel. When they put the walnuts in, isn't that what they call it?
You could call it a walnut, apple and fennel salad then.
Right so.
Just for you.
Right so. Which political party will you be joining?
Very good.
That's
you're
really
on
good
fire.
Answer.
For the dressing.
Yes.
Olive oil, 4 tablespoons, a little bit of honey, 1 teaspoonful of honey, that gives the sweetness. And then we're going to put in a little bit of lemon juice, the juice of 1 lemon, gives lovely acidity. Drizzle that all over your salad at the last minute. The nuts go on, and then we have a little bit, half here, dried dill sprigs. That's optional.
I'm going to ask you a question, because you would be very particular about your olive oil. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Extra virgin.
Okay.
I think Italian.
Every time.
Italian or Spanish.
Okay. Every time.
Yeah, I see a lot of people using Greek olive oil. Italian or Spanish is the king of oil.
Now, why is that? Is that because, well, obviously it's to do with the texture, I suppose.
The flavour. Yeah,
okay.
It is. Yeah. Oh, definitely the king of oils.
Right.
For salad dressing, it's definitely worth doing. It kind of makes or breaks the salad, to be honest with you.
Does it? Okay.
A good oil. It's always in a dark bottle because it's kind of sensitive to the light and the heat. Pardon me. So, extra virgin olive oil. He's a great guy. And I mentioned him on the show. Taste with gusto for your listeners. You can go online. I buy all my oil of him. Franco's his name. He lives in East Italia. Yeah, he is. And he's based in Dublin.
He sounds like a lad who'd have a van somewhere.
Franco, he does. He actually does.
You come down from Cavan. Franco, I'll see you around the back.
But you know what I love? He does a great online service. I order my oils and vinegar off him. And I just think he's a great guy. And he's just an excellent product. A good price too for everyone.
Where's he from?
Winner. He's from Italy. I think he's from down near the hill Puglia. I think he's from.
From Puglia?
Yeah.
From very fine wines in Puglia.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's where he's from.
That's one one salad.
That's Italian.
Yeah. Now, we're going to move on to our house salad with Imelda, my wife's dressing.
This is a good one now.
Is it?
This is the proper one.
Okay, we'll talk about the dressing. Cider vinegar, we're using a tablespoon of that. Okay. One clove of garlic, which is crushed. Interesting, I'm using a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, so I think I said to you, I have a love-hate relationship with mustard. Probably you could cut back and add a tablespoon's a lot, maybe a teaspoonful might be nice. Don't tell Imelda I said that. A pinch of sugar, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, and then we're going to put some herbs. Me and you've been talking over the last few weeks about lovely fresh herbs. We're using some mint and chives. Yes. Mix that all together. Can I give you a tip? A little jam jar like that. I have one here. Fill it with your little dressing, give it a shake, and that will keep in your fridge for up to a month, which is fantastic.
Oh, very good.
So you can have that done. Mm. So what's going to go into the salad? Some butterhead lettuce, the nice kind of soft lettuce, or you can use some iceberg, or you can mix it up. Cucumber, half cut into really, really thin slices. Cherry tomatoes, you can use them when they're in season and room temperature, so you're going to cut them in half. Some radishes. What do the radishes do? They give great crunchy texture.
Right.
So they're the small little radishes. And then, a little bit interesting, some rinsed capers. Pardon me, Marty.
Capers.
Put them all into a bowl. He's turning his eyes up. One of us, five a day.
Can I do it with them?
Of course you can.
Yeah, okay.
Of course you can. You can
do
leave
I need
that.
A substitute? Or
yeah. Do I like capers? They're fine. Do I use them a lot? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you get them at Seoul. You know, they give it all the acidity and sharpness and that, so they are.
The way they might look at you. You don't have to have a substitute. Just let them go. Okay.
You're okay. You're okay without that.
Why don't you ask a question?
No, good question. All your lovely salad ingredients are in a bowl, and then you drizzle at the last minute that dressing on. So make your dressing, keep it, everything at room temperature, and then you can just tear over some mint leaves, salt and pepper, and you're going to have a lovely, interesting, fresh, crunchy salad. That would be delicious with some prawns or grilled chicken. That's a lovely, lovely little compliment.
Oh, that sounds nice. Well done, Imelda.
Well done, Imelda. Don't tell her I changed the recipe.
Don't tell her. Okay. Did you say there's a third one?
Have you got one? Time?
Yeah.
Pickled red onions.
Right.
This is definitely something I wanted to do because I think for your listeners, it's a great little compliment. So we'll quickly go through this. 4 small red onions sliced really thinly. So cut in half and sliced into a jam jar, something like that. You're going to pour on some cider vinegar. You know what you should do? Sorry. In the jam jar, put in cider vinegar, so 400 mils. Some caster sugar goes in there. Stir that to dissolve it. Yeah. A little bit of sugar. Then pink peppercorns or black peppercorns. That's optional. I'm not a big lover of pink. You can just use the black peppercorns. 1 star anise, which is aniseed, licorice, and then a little bit of thyme into your jam jar. Give that a shake so you're dissolving the sugar and the salt, and then add in your sliced red onions. That will keep in your fridge for at least 2 weeks, which is fantastic. Lovely in a salad, lovely in a burger.
But sure, look,
grilled chicken. I know, Martin.
The two of us are like ages for the red onions. We love them.
I know, so do I.
Oh, it's
beautiful.
They really are.
And they have lovely kind of freshness and zing. You're going to get the vinegar, you're going to get sweet and sour. You're not going to get the harshness of a raw onion. It kind of pickles them, it softens them. It's a great little thing.
And as you say, you'll get a fortnight out of them.
I think so, in the fridge. Which is no lovely. Problem. That's great.
That's lovely. I love that. That's us.
So salads.
That's us. So salads. Apple and fennel salad, the first one. Then we're talking about the house salad with Imelda's dressing and the pickled red onions, which is lovely. I love the pickled red onions.
Are you be trying that at home?
I think so. I love this. I love the idea of it.
Yeah, it seems lovely.
You know? Just a reminder, RTE Lyric FM is where they are. Marty in the morning, and you'll get Nevin's recipes. I'm just trying to think of a song.
I know.
Salad.
Something summery.
Apple, fennel.
You're thinking your feet, you're so quick.
House salad.
Don't be asking me.
I don't have any songs called Imelda. onions. Ah, pickled red onions.
Is there a song?
There's a song by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell called The Onion Song.
Stop it.
There is so.
Wow.
There is so. So if we can find that.
Every week you educate me.
It'll be a bit crackly, but it's Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Fantastic.
I mean, The Onion Song.
Brilliant.
The first line is, the world is just a great big onion. Oh. And it's about peeling all the bits off it.
That's a great...
It's clever, isn't it?
That's very smart.
For Independence Day in America.
That is lovely.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Marty. And have a great weekend. And happy Independence Day to you.
Happy Independence Day to you as well.
Thank you.
Red, white and blue. And whatever. Anyway, keep the faith. Have a lovely weekend, my friend.
You too.
God bless.
Thank you.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunstore's Simply Better. Dunstore's Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.